This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, some of these parents, they bring their kids to the school, they drop them off. You know, just...
Yeah.
Today's title is Nappy Hair. Nappy
what?
Hair. Yeah, yeah. I just got to call it out. I got to call it for what it is. You know, your daughter hair is nappy. Okay?
Wow.
And it's her appearance at the school. I'm just sorry. We got to call another parent and let them know how I feel about your daughter's hair. I see her at the school. We got to do something about this hair.
She can't help it if that's the texture of her hair.
I'm sorry. We're not doing nappy hair over here at this school. Okay? Let's go, cat dog. Nappy hair.
Hello.
I'm trying to get Frances.
This is she.
Hey, Frances. How you doing? My name is Daryl. Daryl's our kids, they go to together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your daughter's Kaylin, right?
Yes.
Okay, my son is DJ, Daryl Jr. I think I may have met you at the beginning of the school year. You remember meeting me, Daryl?
Oh, I met a lot of people, but I'm sorry, I can't place you right now.
Okay, all right, no problem. Hey, listen, I was getting your call. You know, there's only a handful of Black kids at the school, you know, being a private school and all. And we, the Black parents, we all got together and had a meeting a couple nights ago.
Okay, you say all the Black parents. Okay, I wasn't there. Why wasn't I called?
Well, we actually had a meeting about your daughter, Kaylin.
Oh, well, what about Kaylin? Is there a problem at school that she's creating or something I don't even know about? What's going on with?
Well, actually, we feel privileged to be, you know, like I said, there's only a handful of Blacks, and we try to carry ourselves in a dignified way, our presence, our attitude, the way we handle ourselves. And, you know, Kayla's doing very good in school, from what I understand, and very nice with all the rest of the kids. She's getting along. That's not the problem. What we're trying to get is the grooming of Kaylin. You know, Kaylin has these braids, and what we were trying to do is give, you know, we had a meeting about it.
Hold up. Did you just say her grooming, something wrong with her grooming?
Well, it's not necessarily her clothing. Of course, you know, the kids wear the uniforms. But the braids, you know, we want to represent ourselves with a lot of dignity, the way we carry ourselves. We want to be, you know, pretty much nice and clean, spit and polish. We would really prefer if her hair was straight and opposed to being braided up, you know?
Wait a minute.
That kind of gives off a ghetto type of look to it, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
Are you crazy? Is something wrong with you? You don't know, first of all, how the hell you get my number? If you couldn't call me for a meeting, why are you calling me now?
Well, like I said, ma'am, the meeting was to get the general consensus on where all the parents feeling the same way about your daughter and her braids. You know, we're just trying to keep everything classy at when it comes to the Blacks that attend the school. There's only 10 of us, you know, 10 children attending.
I tell you what you can attend. What you can attend to is this phone hanging up in your face. You tell the parents, all of them for me. Y'all can go straight and hit rock bottom out of hell talking about my child and her braids. Her braids are ethnic. They are nice. She is well groomed. And I don't know how in the hell you got my telephone number. But Tell all the parents for me to kiss the crack of my you-know-what.
Listen, first of all, I don't like the way that you're talking to me, okay? I carry myself with class, with dignity. I'm spitting polish, ma'am.
I wanted to call and talk to you. You're not to call a parent who's the subject of the issue, and you're not even calling me.
You're acting just as ghetto as her hairstyle.
Let me say something real ghetto to your okay? You and all the parents can hit rock bottom out of hell. Don't call me no more with no like this. This is ignorant. I'm far beyond this. My child is well-groomed. She is going to go to that school. As a matter of fact, as much money as it costs to go to that school, y'all should have been meeting on how we can get together and pay the tuition. How about that?
Are you trying to sit here and tell me that you got a problem taking her braids down and wearing her hair straight so she can look a lot more classy than what she looks right now? It's a pathetic look that she's having right now.
You know what? What's your hair look like? Take a picture of your self and send it to me. Text it to me. Since you get folks' phone numbers and give it to you, take a picture of your self and text it to me. I bet you look like who would have thought it. My daughter's braids are going to stay up for the rest of the year. As a matter of fact, we ain't going to re-braid it. It's going to stay that way so it can be matted and represent. That's what we're going to do.
Francis, listen, I don't want to argue. I just wanted to call and see if we could actually, you know, come to a medium on this. Do you think that there's a possibility that, I mean, when I'm picking up DJ tomorrow after school, would it be all right if I picked up little Kayla and brought her home and let my wife do her hair?
Please, I wish he would pick my daughter up and see what the hell I do. I'm going to call my husband and tell him to come over to your house and whoop your after he braids your ass. I wish you would pick up my daughter. I'll call the police on. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to call the police on me and my husband. Do it and see what happens.
Ma'am, I'm just trying to get some class here. That's all we're wanting. We're not wanting to fight with you. It's just the blacks here at. We think that we want a little bit more classy look of the way we are groomed. That's the only thing we're looking for.
Only person who's going to be taking the class is. When we get to whoop, you're going to be taking the class. How about that? Yeah, I can't stand a like you. Y'all get $5 and one penny in your pocket and think you're better than everybody else. You forget where you came from. As a matter of fact, what's your name? Because I'm calling the principal on your a day. Give me your name and Mr. Who? What's your name?
That's not really what my name is.
Well, that's what told me when you first called me. What is your real name?
My real name is Tommy.
Thomas?
No, my last name either.
Well, what the hell is your name? Do you know?
My name is Tommy, Nephew Tommy, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Keith, got me to prank phone call you.
I be. Oh, my God. Keith, put your to this. You got me ready to click your the PTA, the L school, and everybody else. I tell you what, keep eat out for the rest of the week for putting this to me.
He told me, he said, man, he said, it don't take but about 2.5 minutes for my wife to go off. He said, it don't take but 2.5. He said, and
oh,
I promise
God.
You. You all right? Oh, baby, calm down, baby. Let me ask you something. I got one more thing to ask you. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Big ups to natural hair out there, okay?
Okay.
All right, Tommy's just joking. Tommy just playing, that's all.
Frank.
Big ups. Big ups to natural hair out there. Natural hair, straight hair, curly hair. Much love to you. All right, y'all.
Well, that ain't what the prank was about, though.
No.
I know.
Somebody gonna get you for that one. For sure.
Lexington, I'm on my way. Y'all already know. Get ready. Bricktown Comedy Club. That's Oklahoma City. 28, 29, and 30th of March. Get ready. The Nephew is coming to town. Charlotte, North Carolina. Comedy Zone. April 4, 5, 6. The Nephew is coming. And then going back to Cali. I'm going to say it again. Going back to Cali. That is Brea. Brea Improv Comedy Club. Never been there before. Brea Improv Comedy Club. That is April the 13th. Tickets are on sale right now. So California, be ye ready. Laying in the cut right after that is Easter weekend. That would be April 19th. Jacksonville, Florida. Duval at the Florida Theater. And tickets are on sale right now. And you can catch me Friday night. Ready to Love. That's when I get sexy, you know. You can catch me on Ready to Love on the OWN Network. I am in season 10. I'm over 100 episodes. And to God be the glory. The nephew got a TV show.
Amen.
Yeah.
Name the show is Ready to Love.
All right.
I'd be sexy.
And they don't even be talking about you on that show.
What? Up next.
You're already in love, so.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.